For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Caleb Suggs. As the U.S. economy slowly recovers from the pandemic, one major industry still faces an uncertain future. As WKNO's Christopher Blank reports, an awareness event, by the people who put on events, made its point by having nobody in attendance.
Here's what an outdoor concert in Memphis sounds like when no one shows up. Yeah, that's just a train passing by Tom Lee Park. Remember that place? Memphis in May, Barbecue Fest? Kevin Kane with Memphis Tourism says a permanent shutdown isn't far-fetched.
If this goes on through next spring and Memphis in May cancels next May, I don't know if they make it back for a third year.
Calling attention to the live events industry is why on Tuesday, someone passing down Riverside Drive would have seen what looked like the setup for a major event. 48 tables, hundreds of chairs, two bars, a concert stage. Oh, and no people.
So each table represents 250,000 jobs lost nationally due to the corona pandemic and the shuttering of live events.
That's Cindy Brewer with Memphis-based Leo Events. Nationwide, live events and the businesses that surround them, caterers, florists, videographers, planners, add up to a $1 trillion industry. In Shelby County, it's $1 billion. More than 3,500 local businesses are affected here. And most likely, they'll be the last to recover when this is over. That's because live events and public gatherings are still tied to health department guidelines. And until everyone gets on board with masks and social distancing, the industry is stuck. Kevin Kane of Memphis Tourism says he's been in talks with the health department about ways we could get some events back.
I think they're sympathetic. I think they also feel that, unfortunately, they know our industry is built on gathering people in groups and crowds, and those are things that make any health department very nervous at this point in time.
For that reason, this display by the Live Events Coalition isn't necessarily a call to reopen, just another symbol of what the pandemic has taken away. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.